I think a lot of managers are leaving good money on the table. A lot of well-intentioned managers might be doing this as well. Maybe you are doing this as well. And when I say you're leaving good money on the table, what I mean is if you're not doing regular one-on-ones with your direct reports, honestly, you are losing out. I hate being so blunt, but that's just the deal. If you are not connecting with your direct reports, it's going to be really hard for you to inspire them. It's going to be really hard for you to motivate them. It's going to be really hard for them to listen to you when you have to give them constructive feedback. So one way in which you can start to connect and connect really well with your direct reports is by doing a regular, consistent one-on-one. Now, folks, I've done over 2,500 of these, and I'll be the first one to tell you the first 100 or so sucked. I bombed. I didn't go prepared. I was talking more. I was listening less. I was treating them as status updates. All classic mistakes that managers make, and we can talk a little bit about that. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't worry about making all those mistakes right now. I want you to at least start connecting with your direct reports on a weekly basis. So chances are you have around 4 to 7 people reporting into you. If that's the deal, you can manage a 30-minute or an hour-long one-on-one on a weekly basis. Now, if you have more than 8 or 10 people, that's going to be challenging. So I would suggest you do bi-weekly one-on-ones. I'm not a fan of bi-weeklies, but it's better than not doing anything. There is data out there that says that when managers meet regularly with their employees, and by the way, that could mean virtually with their employees, employees are engaged at least 3 times more than employees whose managers do not meet with them regularly. The research is clear. If you start to meet with your people regularly with the idea of helping them, with the idea of coaching them, with the idea of supporting them, you're going to create a team that is successful. I think I mentioned this earlier. If you're unable to connect with your team, you're unable to inspire your team. One way in which you can start to connect with your team is via a one-on-one. Let me share 3 areas that I want you to optimize for when it comes to one-on-ones. The first one is frequency. We spoke about that. The second one is focus. Now, when it comes to one-on-ones, a big mistake managers make is they think that the one-on-one is about them. The one-on-one is not about you. The one-on-one is about your direct report. The focus of the one-on-one is not on your agenda. The focus of your one-on-one is on your direct report's agenda. Now, with that being said, can you add some topics to the agenda? Heck yeah, you can. But the point of meeting with the direct report is having the direct report tell you what is working well and what is not working well with them. So logically, the agenda should be theirs. That's the focus. Now, when it comes to format, from a timing standpoint, some people like to do it for 30 minutes. Some people like to do it for an hour. It really depends on your style. I used to have 30-minute one-on-ones, and those were working really well. But for one individual, he wanted an hour, and that worked just fine. We had an hour. Sometimes we'd get done sooner and we'd kill it in 45 minutes. The trick is starting it and then calibrating. Keep asking your employee, how is this one-on-one working for you? Should we change the time? Should we adjust the time? Should we try a different time? Whatever you have to. I think one way in which you can keep improving your one-on-ones is by getting some good feedback from your direct reports on the format of the one-on-one. Now, speaking about formats, I think let's talk about agendas. That's a hot topic. A lot of people hate doing agendas or hate asking for agendas, and some people like agendas in their one-on-ones. I don't know where you lie on the spectrum, but let me just share my experience. I started doing one-on-ones without agendas, and honestly, did they work? They did. Were they great? They were not. Okay, were they good? Sure, they weren't great. Now, after I started to introduce agendas in my one-on-ones, the quality of my conversation became richer because the meeting had some structure to it. So I fall in the agenda camp. The agenda doesn't need to be super formal. It could be just a bunch of bullet points. That's completely fine as well. Now, here's a pro tip, and it works really well. Use a Google Doc, have your direct report put their agenda in the Google Doc, and then you can add to that specific agenda. You know why? So that you don't end up catching your direct report by surprise. So I'm a big fan of agendas. They work well, and they're going to make your one-on-ones better. So focus on these three areas. Focus on the frequency. Make sure that the focus of the one-on-one is not on you. The focus is outward. The focus is on your employee. And then when it comes to the format, when it comes to the timing, 30 minutes is fine. 60 minutes is fine. Weekly is what we're after. Try with an agenda if you can. I think the agendas would be a good addition to your one-on-ones. So I've spoken about these three things. Here's the deal. Start somewhere. Don't worry about making your one-on-ones perfect. They're not going to be. Even after doing so many one-on-ones in the past, I would go through slumps where sometimes they just wouldn't work as well as I'd hoped for them to work. You're not going to have a great connection with someone every time. But the goal here is to get consistent. That's the most important thing I can tell you when it comes to creating good rapport with your people. Get consistent, focus on them, and make sure that you can do them within 30 to 60 minutes and with a shared agenda if possible. In closing, the one-on-one is the most important meeting on your calendar during any given week. I really hope you start to take advantage of this meeting, and I really hope you start to connect with your direct reports better and better. I'm going to see you guys next week. Thanks for joining me on this pop-up episode. If you liked it, follow me on Spotify. If you can, please leave a review on iTunes or just like me on iTunes so other managers can see this valuable content. I'm going to see you guys next week. I'll just link everything to the show notes. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk next week. Bye.